Hello.
Hello, my name is Shakita. I come from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see.
Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I want to fill out an unemployment form.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 587-73-6719.
You said 3719?
It's 586-719.
6719. Can you verify your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. Samuel Stark.
Your mother's maiden name?
Isler, ISLER.
And you
Eva.
drive and you drive a license or a state ID number?
Give me one moment. I can't remember it offhand. Okay. 939-0563.
And your date of birth?
November 1st, 1992.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
My preferred language, English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Not physically.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I do suffer with autism and depression, however. I'm not physically disabled, though.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefit card.
Okay. I do have a checking and savings account.
And who are you banking with?
All in credit union.
And our router number?
Give me one moment. Sorry about this. I had it ready. Are you doing all right today?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes, sir, I'm okay.
Okay, all right. No, weather is getting me kind of sleepy, too. I had it written down here. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry about that. The number is 262-183-749.
262-183-749, and it's account number, correct? I mean, the routing number.
Yes, ma'am. That's the routing number.
And the account number?
101-97-550.
101-97-550.
Yes, ma'am.
And a good contact phone number?
This phone number, 334-618-4153.
334-618-4153. And your mailing address?
Yes. My mailing address is 2710 Mimosa Drive, MIMOSA.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
2017 Mimosa
Drive.
What city?
Dothan, Alabama.
Zip code?
36301.
Okay, 2017 Mimosa Drive, Dothan, Alabama, 36301. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? We have Hellenic College, Holy Cross, Illinois Wesleyan University, Monroe Community College, Ringling School of Art and Design, or none of the above.
I have attended no colleges.
Okay. Question two, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 104 Edinburgh Drive, 1804 Green Street, 2600 Deaton Road, 588 Brussels Circle, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I resided on 2600 Denton Road with my dad for a little bit.
Question three, in which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? We have Chilton, Alabama, DeKalb, Alabama, Houston, Alabama, Wilcox, Alabama, or have never been associated with any of these counties?
I have not been associated with any of them. The 2710 Mimosa Drive is in Houston County, now that I think about it. I'm sorry, I didn't even think about that.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits from another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of a trade readjustment allowance?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
Last day I worked, let's see. Oof. I believe it was... Yeah, I should have thought about this. One moment, please. I want to say it was in July. Do you need a specific date?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to say it was July 12th of this year.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Am I physically or mentally able to work?
Mm-hmm.
I am to a certain degree, yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate office for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Depending on the work, I should be able to. Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I'm sorry, repeat the first two.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I'm available for morning and afternoon shift, not evening or night.
Have you applied for or are you seeking a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Have I applied for Social Security?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I have no form of transportation. I can walk a few miles, so less than three.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
What's the lowest what?
The lowest hourly wage you will accept.
The lowest I'll accept is $8 an hour.
Do you apply to work with the union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
And what's your job title?
My former job title was sales associate for Dollar General.
When was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
That also, I'd have to, let's see. Give me one moment. I should have it in my phone. I believe, April 23rd.
You said April 23rd, what year?
Yes, this year.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Dothan, Alabama.
And your employment start date when you first started working with them?
Yes, ma'am. That was, I believe it was April 23rd.
No, I mean the work phone number.
The what?
The work phone number.
Oh, to contact them. Give me a moment. Do you need the phone number for the store itself or for the corporation?
On the store.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, 334. 329.
Hold on. All
right.
334. You said 329?
Yes, ma'am.
329.
6703.
6703.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeing a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
And why are you no longer working with this company?
Depression and autism affected my work.
Okay, so you quit?
Yes, I didn't show up because of them. Yeah.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help of federal income tax?
I'm sorry, please repeat that.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help for federal income tax? Like, do you want taxes taken out?
Yeah, you can go ahead and tax it out. That's fine.
Okay. And we are going to give you a temporary opinion. That temporary opinion is 1992.
Okay, give me 1 second so I can write it down. Okay, you said 1992?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Your following instructions and your telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also rests you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must see Division 1 of the Alabama Career Centers or log to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Yes, ma'am. I've already signed on with the Career Center before calling.
Okay. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims your calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification week could result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file through the telephone, the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Didn't you repeat that number?
752-7389?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week, which will be Sunday, December 18th, and you'll file every Sunday until you go to work full-time. Our information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file discretion listed could result in loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Do you need to repeat that number?
361-2924?
4524.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, Mr. Samuel, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Not at the moment.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.